We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. New York State Assemblyman Zoran Mamdani has won the election for mayor of New York City. The AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Zoran Mamdani has pulled off a stunning ascent and at age 34 will become New York's youngest mayor in more than a century and its most liberal in generations. He ran a polarizing and ambitious campaign, promising things like free childcare, free city buses, city-run grocery stores. Donald Trump went after him, calling him a communist and threatening to both arrest and deport Mamdani, who was born in Uganda but is a U.S. citizen. But Mamdani did beat former Governor Andrew Cuomo, who was trying to mount a big comeback of his own 4 years after resigning office amid sexual harassment allegations. It didn't work. Mamdani now has to figure out how to actually enact that agenda when he is sworn in as New York's mayor come the new year.
Virginia and New Jersey were the only states electing governors this year, and Democrats won both races. Former Congressmember Abigail Spanberger was elected in Virginia. Her campaign focused on economic issues. Representative Mikey Sherrill won New Jersey's governor's race. She campaigned as a former prosecutor who would stand up to President Trump.
Virginia now has its first female governor-elect. Former U.S. Representative Abigail Spanberger has won the race, defeating the Republican, the incumbent Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle Sears, who was looking to make history of her own. She would have been the first female black governor anywhere in America. Spanberger has a very interesting background. She's a former CIA case officer who served undercover overseas, became a businesswoman, and then ran for and won a House seat. That was part of the wave that allowed Democrats to take House control in 2018. They are looking to replicate what she helped lead then. She is more of a centrist Democrat. She is not of that progressive wing that Democrats have been paying a lot of attention to lately. And some Democrats are hoping that can kind of set a pattern for them to retake the House next year. As for Winsome Earle Sears, she never got Donald Trump's backing. He did not endorse her. He did not even say her name during a teller rally last night for that race. So Abigail Spanberger now wins the Virginia governor's race in what was essentially a referendum of sorts on the first Trump administration's 9 months.
Meanwhile, in California, voters approved a redistricting plan that could give Democrats up to 5 more U.S. House seats in the 2026 midterms. In Louisville, Kentucky, a UPS cargo plane crashed and exploded while taking off yesterday. At least 7 people were killed and 11 injured. And the federal government shutdown has entered its record-breaking 36th day. The standoff is centered around Affordable Care Act healthcare subsidies. This is AP News. Hospital officials in Gaza say they've received the bodies of 15 Palestinians from Israel. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma has more.
The latest return of 15 bodies made as part of the fragile Israel-Hamas ceasefire comes a day after Palestinian militants in Gaza handed over the body of an Israeli soldier taken hostage in the 2023 attack that started the war. The announcement, made by officials at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, Gaza, brings the number of Palestinian bodies returned to Gaza to 285. Militants in Gaza have released 1 to 3 bodies every few days. Israel's push to speed up the returns, and in certain cases has said the remains were not those of hostages. Hamas has said the work is complicated by widespread devastation. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
The FBI is continuing its personnel purge, forcing out additional agents and supervisors tied to the federal investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The employees were told they were being fired. Then those plans were paused after D.C. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro raised concerns. Now those agents have been fired again. It's a continuing trend to push out numerous senior officials and agents involved in investigations or actions that have angered the Trump administration. The FBI Agents Association says that an agent simply being assigned to an investigation and conducting it properly within the law should never be grounds for termination. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Jurors heard opening statements Tuesday in the federal trial for a man who threw a submarine sandwich at Customs and Border Protection agents in Washington, D.C. Sean Charles Dunn says that hurling the hoagie on August 10th was an act of protest. He became known as the Sandwich Guy and a symbol of resistance for D.C. residents to President Trump's law enforcement surge in the Capitol. Assistant U.S. Attorney John Perrin told jurors that everybody is entitled to their views, but that Dunn's actions crossed a line. The government's first witness, Agent Gregory Lairmore, described how Dunn yelled and insulted agents who were standing in front of a club hosting a Latin night. Lairmore said he could smell the onions and the mustard when the sandwich exploded against his chest. Defense attorney Julia Gatto says it was a harmless gesture as Dunn exercised his right to speak out. The government originally tried to charge Dunn with felony assault, but a grand jury refused the indictment and the case was brought back as a misdemeanor charge. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Federal Aviation Administration says that it halted all flights at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport because of a security threat involving a United Airlines aircraft that arrived from Houston.
We got to turn you again, sir. We're going to put you in a block of 2-2. We have an unconfirmed bomb report for your flight. We got to get you away from the airport.
The plane was moved to an isolated area and all other traffic was put on hold while passengers disembarked and were bused to a terminal. All operations have now returned to normal. The incident caused flight delays of up to 2 hours, further rattling passengers already facing flight delays and uncertainty due to the ongoing government shutdown. Audio courtesy liveatc.net. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal appeals panel in Manhattan reacting skeptically to arguments by a lawyer for once high-flying cryptocurrency entrepreneur Sam Bankman-Fried that his fraud conviction should be overturned. The arguments taking place Tuesday before the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. SBF's attorney told a three-judge panel that errors by the trial judge prevented him from fully fighting the government's claims that he cheated his customers and investors. A government attorney countered that the trial was fair and the evidence against him was overwhelming. Bankman-Fried is serving a 25-year prison term. FTX was once the world's second largest crypto exchange. Julie Walker, New York.
Dick Cheney has died at the age of 84. Cheney's family says the former VP died Monday night from complications of pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease. Cheney was a conservative who served as defense secretary under President George H.W. Bush and as VP under Bush's son, President George W. Bush. During a 2015 ceremony to unveil a bust in his honor, Cheney talked about how he wanted to be remembered.
Here was a believer in America, so fortunate in his life experiences, so blessed in his friends, and so grateful all his days to have served as Vice President of the United States of America.
Cheney survived 5 heart attacks and had a heart transplant. In later years, he became a target of President Trump, especially after his daughter Liz Cheney became the leading Republican critic of Trump. Last year, Cheney said he was voting for Democrat Kamala Harris in the presidential election. Kemp in Washington.
In New Jersey, voting was underway in the morning when bomb threats came in, including to the Livingston Park Elementary School polling location in North Brunswick. Police determined the threat was not credible. No explosives were found. Later in the day, the Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office says police took a juvenile into custody. It's unclear how police learned who the suspect was. Voters in the state are deciding a close governor's race. Officials say bomb threats had been emailed to at least 7 counties, none of them credible, including Passaic, a key swing county. It's also the only county outside California Virginia, where the Department of Justice had sent election monitors, in both cases at the request of the Republican parties in each state. I'm Julie Walker.
A second monkey has been shot and killed, and authorities are still searching for a third missing monkey a week after their escape from a truck that overturned on a Mississippi highway. Someone shot the monkey after seeing it cross the highway Monday evening, about a mile from the scene of the October 28th crash. Jessica Bond Ferguson said she feared for the safety of her children when she shot and killed another escaped monkey outside of their home Sunday.
I did what any other mother would do to protect her children.
While residents feared that the monkeys could be carrying diseases, the research organization caring for the monkeys insisted that they didn't, but urged the public not to approach them because they tend to be aggressive. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Two Massachusetts men have been arrested in connection with a weekend explosion at Harvard Medical School. Authorities said Logan David Patterson and Dominic Frank Cardoza faced charges of conspiracy to damage by means of fire or an explosive. The explosion happened early Saturday on the fourth floor of Harvard Medical School's Goldenson building. No one was injured. U.S. Attorney Leah B. Foley says the investigation is ongoing.
Anxiety levels naturally rise when the public learns that an explosion was intentionally caused.
Witnesses said the men were visiting Wentworth College for Halloween activities. They also said that the pair chose the building because it looked abandoned and got into it through the roof. Ted Docks is the FBI's special agent in charge.
Setting off an explosive device inside a locker at an institution geared toward higher education is not some harmless college prank. It's selfish, it's short-sighted, and it's a federal crime.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street, pulled down by losses in the same big tech companies that have been driving the market's rally. The S&P 500 fell 1.2% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 251 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite slumped 2%. Palantir Technologies, which has more than doubled so far this year, slumped almost 8%. NVIDIA, another big beneficiary of the AI boom, fell 4%. Metsera jumped more than 20%. A bidding war for the early-stage drug company is heating up. Novo Nordisk raised its offer for the company, hoping to beat out a rival bid from Pfizer. Seth Soutell, New York.
Chrysler is recalling more than 320,000 Jeep plug-in hybrid vehicles due to a faulty battery that can fail and lead to a fire. Owners of the vehicles, which include Jeep Wranglers model years 2020 through 25 and Jeep Grand Cherokee model years 2022 through 26, are being advised to park their vehicles outside and away from structures until a fix for the problem is developed. Vehicle owners are also being urged to not charge their vehicles. Owners should receive an interim notification letter by December 2nd, with additional letters to be sent once a fix is available. Vehicles that were previously recalled for the same issue will need to have the new fix performed under this new recall. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There will be more than a dozen company proposals up for a vote Thursday during Tesla's annual meeting, but one has generated more division than the others. One of Tesla's biggest investors says it will vote against a compensation package that could pay CEO Elon Musk as much as $1 trillion over a decade. The company that manages Norway's wealth fund says it's concerned about the size of the award. Norway's government pension fund Global has a stake of slightly more than 1%, the sixth largest holding among institutional investors in Tesla. But Baron Capital Management, which holds roughly 0.4% of Tesla's outstanding shares, says it will vote in favor of the compensation package. Tesla management has proposed a compensation arrangement that would give Musk up to 12% of company shares if Tesla meets ambitious performance goals. I'm Mike Hempen.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Josh Giddey had 29 points, 15 rebounds, and 12 assists, and the Bulls rallied from 24 points down to beat the 76ers 113-111. College basketball, Fletcher Lawyer's career-high 30 points led top-ranked Purdue in a season-opening 82-51 rout of Evansville.
Any game's a good game, so when we can come out and have a good one to start off the season is pretty special.
Women's number one UConn routed number 20 Louisville 79-66 in its opener. Several big names are on the move around the NFL in deals made prior to Tuesday's trade deadline. The Jets traded two-time All-Pro cornerback Sauce Gardner to the Colts for two first-round draft picks and receiver Adonai Mitchell. New York also dealt All-Pro defensive end Quinnen Williams to the Cowboys for a first, a second, and defensive tackle Mazi Smith. Dallas acquired linebacker Logan Wilson from Cincinnati. The Seahawks acquired All-Pro wideout Rashid Shaheed from the Saints. The Raiders dealt receiver Jacoby Myers to the Jaguars. And the Chargers added tackle Trevor Penning. Ohio State received top billing in the first college football playoff rankings of the season, followed by Indiana, Texas A&M, and Alabama. The top three head into the final 4 weeks of the regular season undefeated. Another team with no losses, BYU of the Big 12, was ranked 7th. At number 5 was Georgia, followed by Mississippi. This marks the first of 6 weekly rankings the committee will release this season, ending December 6th when the final list will set the bracket for college football's 12-team playoff. MLB, Pete Alonso, Cody Bellinger, Alex Bregman, and Edwin Diaz were among the players who became free agents. Top-ranked Aryna Sabalenka will play former Wimbledon finalist Nick Kyrgios in a Battle of the Sexes exhibition match in Dubai on December 28th. Sabalenka confirmed during the U.S. Open that discussions for the match were underway.
I think it's a cool idea, you know. I think it's going to be spectacular to watch. It's going to be fun, especially against someone like Nick.
Both players have posted logistical details on their social media channels. Kyrgios said this year that he would only get one serve and would be hitting toward a smaller side of the court. The Australian has predicted he will win easily. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Many Filipinos caught up in widespread flooding were trapped people on their roofs as scores of cars were swept away. Typhoon Kalmaegi blew away from western Palawan province into the South China Sea before noon on Wednesday, with sustained winds of over 81 mph and gusts at 112 mph, according to forecasters. In Cebu province on Tuesday, Kalmaegi set off flash floods, causing a river and other waterways to swell, engulfing communities. Survivor Geomar Jempisoa tells the AP, "Everyone here lost their homes. My cousin and neighbors, we lost our houses. We need help, even just water and food. We have nothing." The Philippine Red Cross has received many calls from people needing rescue in Cebu, but efforts had to wait until flooding subsided to lessen the risks for emergency personnel. Seattle-based Getty has accused Stability AI of infringing its copyright and trademark by scrapping 12 million images from its website without permission to train its popular image generator, Stable Diffusion. The closely followed case at Britain's High Court was among the first in a wave of lawsuits involving generative AI, as movie studios, authors, and artists challenge tech companies' use of their works to train chatbots. According to the judge's written ruling, Getty did narrowly win the argument that Stability had infringed its trademark, but lost the rest of the case. Both sides claim victory, although shares of Getty dipped 3% before the opening bell in the US. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.